I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. He joined us to talk about a delegation of business and community leaders from 8 UP counties that visited Lansing this week to meet with state officials, including the governor, to discuss various economic issues. Here's more on what they talked about from Governor Rick Snyder.
I want to start by thanking the delegation for coming. It was the best way to come in a regional fashion like that, representing the UP. It was awesome. So I do appreciate that. And they were working hard. They had already done 24 meetings in 2 days by the time I met with them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But the issues were critically important. Issues in particular like the skilled trades and career tech education. That would be something that we've been working on for a number of years, and we're seeing great progress. But we need to keep working that issue. More entrepreneurship and innovation going on. And then issues such as the Iron Bell Trail. A lot of interest in the Iron Bell Trail, getting that done throughout the entire state. The dark store issue, expansion of broadband and cell service, a lot of important issues. And as you mentioned, the traditional issues, mining, timber, tourism, agriculture are all important topics too.
Were there any particular matters that came to the fore with this group that resonated with you? Was it something along the lines of tourism and economic development? Or were you looking at, or did they talk about perhaps what to do with some of the economic situations with mining here in the UP right now? What were there any things that came to the front for you?
Yeah, the mining, in terms of the ramp down with the mine is an important issue because people will be looking for work. And that's where that intersection with the skilled trades and career tech education becomes critically important, and also general economic development in terms of job opportunities. And so that's something that I think there needs to be a real focus in on to make sure that as the ramp down happens and people are looking for opportunities, we can work hard to find them good spots to land so they can continue to be successful. And then how to help support the whole economy with that transition. And the good part is there's a lot of good things going on generally in the area. But that's something that we can do better and need to do better with.
Well, we're speaking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Obviously, Governor, with the situation that has happened in the city of Flint, infrastructure issues have moved to the forefront in a lot of people's awareness. And they're talking about this being possible concerns around the state, around the country. What are you looking to do, and how are you helping our economic and municipal leaders with making sure things like this don't happen, or they're ready for them if they do unfortunately happen because of old infrastructure?
Yeah, well, that's a big issue. And in fact, along with Flint, there are 1,400 other communities across the country that are having lead issues in some capacity already today. And we do have aging infrastructure. So there are two main steps that we're taking statewide to address this. One is I'm setting up a state infrastructure commission to really look at it statewide to say what's going on in other states, how we can address this. Much like we took on the transportation, the road issue this last year, we need to say what's a comprehensive answer for not just roads, but for water, sewer, pipelines, broadband, those kind of other topics that are important. So that commission is getting kicked off, and they're to report by the end of the year. The other thing is, in the budget, in addition to support for Flint, and I've got a 75-point plan we're implementing for Flint on the ground, and that's going to make a difference there, is putting $165 million, what would have been our rainy day fund deposit, in a state infrastructure fund. That can't address all the issues statewide by itself, but it can be a catalyst to say, along with the commission's work, it can really help us put some key resources in the right place and start leveraging strong solutions to the long-term issues we face.
We're speaking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder this morning. Governor, one of the key hot-button topics here in the UP is the dark store issue. You mentioned that you had met with these folks, and they had brought this issue up with the delegation. What can be done right now? We have legislation being looked at, being authored on a bipartisan and both sort of upper and lower peninsula lawmakers with the dark store matter. What are your thoughts on this as they move forward to try to address this situation?
Well, I'm supportive of their efforts to research the issue to find out what solutions might be out there. And it's a challenging case. Well, it's more difficult than many people might imagine because there are certain constitutional limitations on what's possible, even from a legislative point of view. So the good part is I think you're finding legislators from Northern Michigan in general working together. Not only the UP, but the Northern Lower Peninsula also have a strong interest to see what might be possible to put something together to see if there's other answers or better answers to this question, and I think they're working well together. So that's a good starting point in terms of trying to see what's possible on this topic.
How receptive would you be to these changes if they are put up by lawmakers, in particular as governor? How responsive would you be to making these changes to maybe improve the situation for those here in the UP?
Well, I appreciate the issue. So it's an issue that I take seriously, and I've heard before. This is not the first time it's come to my attention. It's really a question of how do we do it in a fashion that can meet the constitutional standards that would need to meet. And that's where I appreciate they're doing the research and homework now to see what's possible. So I look forward to having an ongoing discussion on the topic, and I encourage that discussion to happen.
We're talking with Michigan Governor Rick Snyder this morning, talking about a delegation of business and community leaders from 8 UP counties that visited Lansing this week to meet on various economic issues. And as we wrap up with you, Governor, just what are your thoughts taking away from this meeting with this delegation from Upper Michigan?
It was a great answer to have them come in this fashion. In the early days of my administration, I used to get a county coming here, another county coming to visit, and to come as a region really sends a strong message about how people are working together, and that's when we are at our best and achieve the most. So I think it was a great way to do that, and I really encourage them to bring even more of their colleagues next year and to keep up this path, and I look forward to coming to the UP and meeting with them up there.
That's the comments of Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.